What's up, my people? Today we're going to talk about unexplained mysteries, or just like things that happened to people that they can't explain, because I saw a Reddit thread about it and I was like, yep, I'm going to talk about it. And then I was thinking if I have my own stories of things that I can't explain, and I have about a million, and a lot of them are connected to, I guess, me manifesting them and stuff like that. Like, I just had a whole spiritual journey this year. I had what I would like to call my spiritual awakening in like May or June, and since then life has just not been explainable. Like, stuff has happened which I just cannot explain, and I don't want to talk about it. I'm probably going to do like a whole podcast about this, or a whole video, like, or something of that sort next year someday, because I'm still in the process of having some things finish up, so I don't want to jinx it by talking about it. And yeah, I still believe that if you talk about something before it happens, you can jinx it, which is why I just picked like two of like the most harmless experiences that happened to me that are pretty unexplainable, and I just thought I would share them, and then we can move on and talk about stuff that happened on Reddit. And like, yes, the stuff that I talk about is kind of dumb and lame, but it's fun to me, so I'm gonna talk about those. So the first thing is, I think it needs a little backstory before I get started. So I was never somebody who was into smartwatches. I like never cared about them. I never wanted it. I like didn't care about having a Fitbit. I didn't care about having an Apple Watch. I know there are other brands and companies which have smartwatches and like fitness watches and stuff like that. I was never into that. I wasn't into watches in general, but if I ever had to really get a watch, I would probably just buy like one of those regular watches, because I think I like those better than smartwatches. I have a lot of friends who are into smartwatches and they own smartwatches. But the whole point is that even though I was with people who loved them, I never really cared for having a smartwatch. I was like, you know what? It's pretty useless. I don't really see a point for this. I don't really want to have to control my music using my watch. I have no interest. So that was that on that. This one day, I was sitting in my parents' room with my mom, and we were watching TV, which is another weird thing for me because I don't like watching TV. I hate the television. Like, if I ever have a house, which I will... Why am I saying ever? If I ever live by myself in my own place, whatever, you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, it's not gonna have a TV. I hate the TV, and I can do like a 6-hour episode on why I fucking hate the television. One of the main reasons why I hate the television is because there is no concept of like headphones or earphones that you can have while you're watching something on the TV. If you're watching like Netflix in your laptop, you know for a fact that you can wear headphones if you're like with people. But if you're watching the television, the entire room has to watch it. Like, they don't have an option to opt out of it. So it just makes me really mad because I have really strong hearing, which is another thing that I just hate about myself. And I can hear the television like 3 rooms down, 4 rooms down. If anyone in my house is, you know, has their television on, God forbid I'm gonna fucking hear the entire thing, which is why I hate watching TV. I also hate the idea of having ads in the middle of episodes. It just makes me really mad for some reason. I just don't like them. And I also don't like the fact that they never show you like a countdown as to how much time is left before the show comes back on again. So you just keep watching the ad, hoping like that the next ad is the last ad, which is also something that I don't like. Anyway, this rant aside, all I wanted to say was the fact that I don't like watching TV. That was that on that. And so we were watching television, which was rare for me, and we were watching some Hindi reality show, which is also rare for me because I don't watch any of these things. So whatever was happening in that situation was something that does not happen very often, happens very rarely. And so I was watching the ads. Also, I don't watch the ads. Usually when I'm, you know, faced with ads, I'll just go on my phone and like go on Instagram or something. But for some reason, I was just watching the ads, and I don't do that. And there was an ad for a Fitbit that came on, and I hadn't thought about ever owning a Fitbit, as I said before, but an ad for a Fitbit came on, and I was like looking at the ad and like actually registering it, not just watching it and letting it kind of pass over me. I was watching the ad, and then I finished watching the ad, and I just thought, I legitimately just thought, it would be cool to have a Fitbit. And it wasn't like a very serious, I should like now go research how much a Fitbit is for. It was just like a very small passing thought in my subconscious or whatever that just said, oh, it would be cool to have a Fitbit, or like, I think this Fitbit is cool. It wasn't even like I want to own a Fitbit. It was just the thought that, oh, a Fitbit is cool, like this is cool. And that's it. Like, that's where my thought process ended. I never like acted up on it. Like, sometimes if I want something, I like Google it, like research it, I'll find out how much it's for, or I will try to figure out like how I can buy it. But that's when I'm actually serious about wanting something. Like, this was just a very plain passing thought something along the lines of, it would be cool to have a Fitbit, or, oh, this Fitbit looks cool. That's it. And literally 3 seconds after that happened, or 4 seconds after that happened, I didn't even say anything out loud. I was just watching the ad silently. And my mom, like, turns over to me and she's like, wait. And I'm like, what? And she, like, she wasn't talking to me. We were not talking. She turns to me and she says, wait. And I'm like, what? And then she, like, walks up. She goes to her, like, cupboard and she opens it. And she was, like, looking at some stuff, like, opening boxes and drawers. And she takes out a Fitbit. And it's not a Fitbit which is in a box. It's not a Fitbit which is in, like, its packaging as if it's new. It's, like, a Fitbit that's just, like, been used. Like, just the Fitbit. And she's, like, she throws it at me. And she's, like, do you want this? And I'm, like, what? And she's, like, oh, yeah, I just realized that I had this. And, like, I don't use it. So, do you want this? And I was, like, I was just thinking about owning the Fitbit. And she was, like, yeah. Like, I was, like, were you watching the ads? And she said she wasn't watching the ads, and I believe her when she says that, because my mom doesn't lie to me. But she was like, oh, I wasn't watching the ads, but, like, do you want this? And I was like, that is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. And it's, my parents are not the kind of people who, like, buy random electronic stuff for no reason. Like, my mom is not the kind of person who's just gonna buy a Fitbit because she wants a Fitbit. Like, they don't do that kind of stuff. It's really weird for her to own it. And I think she got it as a gift or something of that sort. Like, she didn't actually go out and buy this. She got it as a gift and maybe tried to use it, and then she wasn't interested in using it, so she, like, never really used it because she, like, didn't want it or something. But, like, it was so weird that that happened. And, like, that was one of the main, like, reasons that I was just like, something is happening which is really weird. And this incident happened, like, in the week of a lot of really weird incidents happening to me at once, so it was really weird at the time. But, like, now, if you isolate this experience, it doesn't seem like it's something that's as crazy. But, like, at that time, it was pretty weird and, like, pretty wild. So let's move on and, like, talk about the second experience, which is also pretty small but also pretty weird because it happened in the same week when a lot of other stuff happened as well that I don't want to talk about yet. So I was making an omelette. I was in the kitchen with my mom. I don't know why my mom is in all of these situations, but she was in the kitchen with me and we were making omelettes. And my mom doesn't eat eggs, but I eat eggs. So she was just there, and I think I was just making the omelette. So I got this egg, and it was, like, a big egg. And then I looked at it, and I remember thinking, oh, this is a bigger egg than usual. That's all I was thinking. And then she looked at me, and she wasn't helping me or anything. Like, she wasn't, like, doing anything to the omelette. I was just doing all of the omelette stuff by myself, but she was doing something else. And I remember I'm, like, taking the egg out and I'm trying to crack it. So I was about to crack it. And she looks at me and she says, oh, like, I was reading this article that, like, sometimes eggs can have two yolks. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, because I have heard that it happens. But I hadn't thought about it and I didn't know about it or anything. And, like, my mom hasn't seen the egg. So she doesn't know it's a bigger egg than usual. But I've already thought that. So she's like, oh, like, I read this article. Like, and she wasn't saying it as if, oh, like, we should try to get an egg with two yolks, because you can't imagine that, or, like, you can't have that happen to you when you ask for it. But she just, I think, mentioned it because we were making eggs, so she was thinking about eggs and she thought about the article she read recently. And I was like, okay. So I was about to crack my eggs. So now when I'm cracking that big egg, I remember while cracking it, I'm thinking it would be cool to just have an egg with two yolks just happen. And guess what happens? No, just guess. The egg happened to have two yolks. And I was just like, I've never thought about having an egg with two yolks. It's not something that I thought about recently. It's not even something that I usually think about or I remember thinking about. But, like, my mom mentions it and then it just happens. That's just weird. Like, that has to be something that, like, I can't explain. And this all happened, as I said before, in the week when a lot of other weird stuff was happening, which is why at the time it really drove me a little bit crazy. So that was my experiences. Hopefully they weren't lame enough, but if they were lame enough, just know that, like, this is me setting up for, like, the bigger thing that I want to talk about, like, maybe next year. And when I say next year, it's not going to be like Jan, it's probably going to be like May or June, because I have some stuff that I'm trying to work through. And, like, once everything happens properly, or, like, once it just finishes, like, in whichever capacity it finishes, I'm going to talk about my entire spiritual journey, because I don't want to risk it right now, and it just doesn't feel right to talk about it right now. And I trust the universe when it gives me a signal. So let's talk about the first, like, Reddit thread experience that people had. So there were a lot of stories here where people talked about stuff that like they lost or like stuff that went missing and then it just randomly reappeared. I don't remember stuff like this happening to me, to be honest, but if it's ever happened to you, let me know because there are a lot of stories about people saying that they lost something and then it just randomly appeared, like in a very obvious place, like it happened to just randomly reappear on the middle of their dining table or something, like where it wouldn't have been all the time if it had been there all the time. So the first story, I was working at a hospital as a waiter. As a waiter? Hospitals have waiters? I don't know, it probably does, but like it's really weird to read. I was working at a hospital as a waiter, because that's a weird thing. Anyway, continuing. One room was off limits. A nurse says that a guy was dead in there. Some rooms were single and the others were double, so I thought, well, the other guy might need food, so I went in. It was a single, there was a guy, and I had never really seen a dead person, so I didn't really know what to do, so I set the tray down anyway. The guy rises up in bed and looks at me. I had almost shit myself. Was I dead? I said, I don't know. I'll get a nurse. I walked the hell out of that room. I found a nurse who yelled at me for going in there. I interrupted her with, that guy is alive and talking to me. She didn't believe me. Then a bunch of alarms started going off in his room. I saw like five nurses rush into his fucking room. I had a job to do, so I planned on following up with what happened, and he just died again. Probably one of the most fucked up things to happen in my lifetime that I can't explain. The thing about this story is that I have seen enough Grey's Anatomy to know that the human body is a mystery and anything can happen. That's all I'm gonna say. Also, no one watches Grey's Anatomy when they're happy. Everyone only watches Grey. Well, I'm saying everyone, but me. I only watch Grey's Anatomy when I'm sad. And every single episode of Grey's Anatomy is so sad that, like, if I'm sad and watching Grey's Anatomy, it's gonna make me sadder. And then I just don't know why I do this to myself. So, anyway, I'm rewatching Grey's right now, which I don't rewatch TV shows. I hate rewatching TV shows because I'm like, I know all the main plot points, so I don't really give a shit about, you know, just rewatching the episodes just to hear the same jokes when I know like the main ending and the main plot line is gonna remain the same. But I'm rewatching Grey's, so that's that on that, friends. So let's talk about the second story. When I was 15, me and a friend were at a soccer tournament and we were just chilling, kicking the ball around before our match. When out of nowhere, the world just turned pitch black for like half a second. Me and my friend looked at each other and said to me, "What happened? Did you see that too?" I looked around and no one else reacted or seemed to have noticed what occurred. For sure, the strangest thing to happen to me. Yeah, there are a bunch of these. And if you are an OG Vlogmas listener, you know that I did an entire episode called "Did the Sun Turn Off and On Again?" where like a bunch of people talked about the same exact thing happening to them at like different points and different days and times. So that was just like something that I included just for the OG listeners. And also, if you haven't listened to that episode, please go listen to that episode. I'm not forcing you, I'm begging you. Okay, let's read the next one. I had just gotten back from my grandpa's funeral. My mom and I pulled up the weather app on her phone, and the city said that we were in St. Leonard. This didn't make sense because we were really in Ocean County, New Jersey. I googled St. Leonard, New Jersey, and supposedly there were no towns in the state that matched that title. No shit, but my grand... I knew this. No shit, but my grandpa's name was Leonard. I took it as a sign that he was doing okay. That is so fucking weird. If there are no cities with that name, how did the weather app get the weather for that place? That makes no sense. Like, a weather app won't give you weather for a place that doesn't exist. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Also, do you hear the guy outside just revving his motorcycle? I know it's cold and that's hard, but please stop. It's rude. Anyway, moving on to the next story. I feel like I like constantly yell at like random motorcyclists outside, just like revving their motorcycles for like 2 minutes straight. And then when I edit it, just most of it just like doesn't like show up in the actual audio, so you guys are like, I don't hear anything. Because that happened to me twice. Like the last episode, I think I talked about someone revving their motorcycle, and I was like, I'm sorry if it's too loud. And like two people replied to me and like DM'd me saying that they couldn't hear anything. So maybe I shouldn't mention it, and maybe I'm just a really good editor. So here's the next story by somebody. First, I saw what appeared to be a 2-foot-tall fluorescent Sasquatch-like figure walking along a long wall for about 2 seconds, and when I went to chase it, it was gone. There was no way it was something natural because of how fast it disappeared. This was the village I grew up in, Guatemala. My friend has also seen it. I don't know, man. It looks like you just saw Bigfoot. So he also has a second story. Also in Guatemala, one day there was what appeared to be two suns in the sky. Everyone was looking at it, and at the time I thought it was a natural phenomenon, but as I grew up I was never able to find out what caused it. So someone actually explained by saying that the double sun is also called a sun dog. It's officially a parhelion. It's caused by sunlight refracting through atmospheric ice crystals. Crystals. If you are seeing one, it's because of a cloud to see what? This person didn't even explain this properly. Anyway, if you are seeing one, it's because of a cloud to the side of the sun. Once they come in pairs, each 22 degrees off from the sun. They can occur in any season and at any time of the day, but are more obvious when the sun is low in the horizon and the sky is dimming. If you look close at the sun dog, you can see a rainbow effect as the ice crystals act as prisms to separate the light wavelengths. Also, I didn't type this myself. He like made sure he mentioned that he didn't type this myself because that didn't make any sense to me. Anyway, I think that's about it for all that I'm going to read, because I started reading the next story and it started with, "My great-grandma was, to be honest, an evil bitch." And then that was a sign that I should just stop for now. So I think that would be it for today's episode. I'm sorry if it wasn't the best. I've been sick for the past couple of days, so I just haven't been able to record, and all I've been doing is sleeping and eating and just trying to get better. So hopefully I feel better soon. Also, Shane Dawson said that like by the time you reach the 20th or 21st day of Vlogmas, it just starts getting depressing, and it's really true, because now I just can't seem to find the energy to go on any longer, and I hate that. Like, I did the first 20 episodes and I was like having the best time. Somewhere after like the 19th episode I just lost it, and now I just don't see any fun in like making these anymore. So I'm just gonna hopefully push until the 25th and then take like a good long break. So hopefully you enjoyed this, and yep, that would be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it didn't suck really badly.